Well, anytime there's a presidential debate, it's guaranteed to play out on social media, and that's where Femi OK spends a lot of her time. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, happy Friday. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you very much. So I checked
you're welcome.
Peter, I checked in with Google Trends to see what the most searched topics were as we were watching the presidential debate. Wages and unemployment came up really high once people were watching and following the conversation. And Joe Biden got checked out more than President Trump, which is understandable because we know President Trump from the last 4 years.
North Korea was also trendy. Did you see that after this exchange between Biden and Trump?
North Korea, we're not in a war. We have a good relationship. You know, people don't understand. Having a good relationship with leaders of other countries is a good thing.
We have a lot of questions to get to. Your response.
We had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on.
Well, Femi, always dicey anytime you bring up Hitler. What did you hear there?
One of the comments on social was, I picked Hitler for a drinking game. I never thought I'd have to actually have a drink for Hitler. So that appeared, and Hitler appeared during the conversation. You cannot absolutely decide what might come up because it was a really intriguing conversation that was happening on the presidential debate and then on social as well. Amber, for instance, talking about North Korea, says how different the candidates were. So a real Donald Trump speaks of fellow dictators so lovingly. Joe Biden describes North Korea leader as a thug that he is, and she says, wow for that. Meredith Demina thinks that President Trump did really good on North Korea. He scored solid points, and then Gore Computer basically says both Trump and Biden did horribly on North Korea. They had very bad responses and replies. But basically every single question then elicited a whole thread of conversation from social as they were basically commentating and rating the different candidates' way of responding to the questions.
Well, it was the last presidential debate, so luckily this will be the last time this election cycle we have to stay up late scrolling through Twitter
for
after
another
one of those
4
events.
Years.
listen, another important news event that happened this week, a very serious one. The protest in Nigeria against police brutality. Dozens of people have died, and many are speaking out against the violence, including U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Yes, and one of the things that I'm seeing right here is it reminds me of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign. You remember that from several years ago when in the northern part of Nigeria, some schoolgirls were abducted by an armed group called Boko Haram. That story went global, and this one is as well. Two reasons. One is because video is popping up in people's feeds of alleged instances of police brutality by Nigerian police. These videos are awful, horrific, scary, bloody, and that added to a hashtag which is trending globally, which is End SARS. And SARS is basically a special anti-robbery squad in Nigeria, now being disbanded because of all of the protests, but the police brutality is going on. So celebrities are actually jumping in on this campaign. For instance, Rihanna, she just shared on Instagram a bloody Nigerian flag. Hillary Clinton has also said, just very simply, I'm calling on President Buhari and the Nigerian army to stop killing young End SARS protesters. And then this is really interesting from Beyonce, because she's not just saying End SARS and using the hashtag, but she said, we have been working with youth organizations to support those protesting for change, and we are collaborating with coalitions to provide emergency healthcare, food and shelter. So she's not just tweeting, she's not just posting on Instagram, she's actually doing action. And you could call this slacktivism, but in this instance, I don't believe it is, Peter, because the protesters in Nigeria are saying, we want you world to see what's happening, because that will embarrass the Nigerian government to act and to stop the police brutality that is happening to Nigerian citizens.
Well, it's an incredibly important story, and I'm glad to see that people are paying attention to it around the world. And we are going to follow that story elsewhere in today's show as well. Finally, Femi, people are talking about the end of Quibi. The mobile-only video streaming service, it died an early death less than 7 months after it was launched. The founder, Jeffrey Katzenberg, spoke with CNBC yesterday.
Somewhere between the idea being less than perfect, which we own, and the environment we found ourselves in, is where the fail has come.
Femi, I just learned, like, today or yesterday how to say the name of this company. I'm not even sure I said it right. But are people outraged or apathetic?
Postmortems online, people are saying, well, we had, there was lots of money, there were famous directors involved, lots of A-listers, but Hans-Michael Brecht sums up a lot of the social commentary and says, this was never going to work. Who would people, why would people pay for this kind of content when they can just watch YouTube for free? So there's a lot of analytical thought about what went wrong, and you can look that up at Quibi Fail.
Femi, okay. Thank you so much.